Well, here I am doing another video review on Netflix, The Punisher. It came out recently. I want to say it was November 17th. And I ended up watching it during the Thanksgiving holiday. It was something that was very good. I love The Punisher. I would highly recommend it to an average person. From what I was told, is that it's a continuation from the Daredevil TV series they have on Netflix as well. I have not watched any of it, but it's supposed to be very good. In particular, season two, when they do introduce The Punisher. And maybe that was the spawning of having his own show on Netflix. And here we are. Came out, watched 13 episodes, I want to say. And it was very good. I was very entertained. And one of the things for me that I look forward in a TV series when I'm sitting down and watching, it has to catch my attention. It has to be something that I'm feeling, okay. And especially in the comic book world, they have to catch the essence of the character. And I think that The Punisher from the get-go laid the terms out and saying, yes, this is exactly the Punisher that you're used to having. This is the Punisher that you grew up, you know, reading the comics or heard about. So it's no different than a vigilante person, but they're just grabbing the idea and the concepts from the comic book. And that's one of the things that I always talk about, that you have so much material from the comics. I mean, you're going back 50s or 20s in some of these instances with some of these characters. They have so much content that you don't have to sit there and rewrite the whole storybook. You just have to update the formula. And that's what they do in Punisher on the Netflix TV series. Instead of him, I want to say he was a war veteran from Vietnam, they updated it to being in Iraq. And also just being involved with technology nowadays. And I think the storyline was very well done as far as how they set up him going into that rabbit hole of finding out more information about how his family was killed, because that is the genesis how he became the Punisher. And it's something that along the way, people drag him out to help them along the way for a cause that coincides with his. And I think that you see the dynamic of, for example, with him and one of the characters that I'm talking about, Microchip, they're in the comics, they have a similar dynamic relationship where they're not best friends, they're not teammates, but they know they need each other to work to make their goals, their end means happen. So they go ahead and do that. And it works very brilliantly as far as it feels genuine. And that's part that I love about The Punisher, is the aspect of you feel that this can happen in real life. Not exactly. It's similar to Batman. You know how when you watch the Christopher Nolan Batman, you felt that even though you knew a lot of that stuff was crazy, it was like, man, you know, I could see this being more realistic. And I think The Punisher captures that. And it's based in New York City. Overall, it does a great job. The characters and how they all interlap and how everything comes together. I love the storyline. Also, with the main arch nemesis that it has, is a part of Frank Castle's history. So all of these pieces come together, man. And it's very entertaining, very fast-paced to me. It just kind of creates dynamics that makes people uncomfortable within the storyline, I should say. And it's just a nice little twist. I really enjoyed it overall, and I think it's worth a watch. I know for the people that are in the comic book, especially the followers of the Netflix series of Marvel, they're going to jump in and they're going to be double thumbs up and up. I just say it's worth the watch. You know, I'm with these reviews that I'm doing, it's either going to be don't waste your time or worth the watch. And I think with The Punisher, it's one of those few series that I think is worth the watch no matter what. So make some time for it. If you're just an average person that likes a little violence, likes a little, you know, rated R type of feel to it, you know, with military, spy, Jason Bourne rated R type of feel to it, go for it. If you're a comic book fan, you're going to tune in. And, you know, I'm not giving any spoilers on this one. I was going to initially, but I'm not going to anymore. It's very exciting. They leave it for a continuation of season two and furthermore. So, but I guess I'm interested in finding out how they're all going to interlap, because it seems like this was not part of the Defenders, which was the infusion of the current Marvel characters that are on Netflix. And they have a series about that, right? So The Punisher was totally different in itself. And it pulled it off for me. For me, it pulled it off. And it's very rare that I give good reviews. So go ahead and check it out, man. It's definitely worth your watch. The Punisher on Netflix, 13 episodes. They do last around 45 to 57 minutes. So you definitely get a full hour, a full dosage of it. So go ahead and check it out.